Good day and welcome to the Healing Artist Studio Project Internet Radio Channel. I'm your host and the producer, Valerie Michelle. I'd like to extend a special welcome to family, friends, colleagues, Blog Talk radio hosts, Facebook friends, Twitter followers, LinkedIn network, Google Plus network, etc., etc., etc. Today's program event is Healing and the Greater Reality. Treasure shares with Neil Baker, who is a world-renowned psychic, medium, numerologist, author, and teacher. Please remember to follow the Healing Artist Studio channel here on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to the homepage for it. It's easy to do in your browser. Just type in the Healing Artist Studio, Blog Talk Radio, or simply just type in the Healing Artist Studio because it will bring up everything related to it, including the Blog Talk Radio page. Or you can type blogtalkradio.com/Healing Artist Studio. That's blogtalkradio.com/Healing Artist Studio. And at the top of the page or near the top, there's a button for you to follow. So that way you'll stay updated on new programs, new events as they happen. Also, I'd like to let you know that there's a Facebook page as well, the Healing Artist Studio. That would be facebook.com/Healing Artist Studio, or again, just type in Healing Artist Studio and a list will come up on whatever browser you use. On Twitter, I'm known as A Healing Artist. One word, A Healing Artist. All right, so that's three different ways you can connect with me: Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter for the Healing Artist Studio Project. Also, there's a blog. It's not been too active lately with so much going on in my life related to my film and television activities as the development director, U.S. development executive, actually, of Media Classics, a company in the U.K. that's a production company, and we have quite a bit going on. So I've been focused quite a bit on that, but there is a blog as well, Healing Artist Studio blog. So I hope you'll join me at all or any of those resources for the Healing Artist Studio project. Also, there are opportunities for sponsorship benefactors for this channel and the event. So if you visit the blog, you can get more information from there. And also, you can download the Blog Talk Radio Media Kit. Or just shoot me an email at oliver.valerie@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 973-750-8654. So those are all the ways that you can connect with the Healing Artist Studio Project. And I hope you'll do so. Okay, so let's get to the content of this program today. Neil will provide a numerology psychic reading for me, and then I will share with Neil the angel-guided star sigil I calculated and interpreted on his chosen name that he provided to me, and then we'll listen to or hear from Neil's partner and former client, Kristen, about the evolution of their relationship. We'll listen in on a few of Neil's responses to live callers. But first up is Hoagy Carmichael, the songwriter of the song Stardust. And then following that song, we'll ask, will ask Neil a couple of questions, beginning with, how would he like to be described, or how would he love to be described, and how does the description commune with what he's offering to his clients now, and also how does it relate to his projects as an author, and also I believe he has a television series in the works. So, up first again is Hoagy Carmichael playing Stardust. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Well, you know, I don't, it's hard to put into words how I would like to be described. I mean, I first of all, I'm just a visitor on this planet like we all are, and I think that the content of our journey on this planet is sort of based upon our actions, our thoughts, our endeavors, and how much we promote ourselves as individuals for the common good of everybody on the planet. So first of all, I'm an active participant on the planet. I care about people, and I care about making a contribution as much as I care about defining myself in the best creative and spiritual means that I can. So therefore, I think of myself as a form of creation that is forever expressing itself. Now, that form of creation and expression, of course, is elevated to a higher sense of energy, meaning that in my context, I speak to the soul of a human being, the spirit of a human being, as much as I do the physicality and the emotional energy of a human being. So I deal in all aspects. When I connect to somebody, I'm looking at somebody as a human being on an emotional level, on a physical level, on a spiritual level, and on an intellectual level. So I look at that and I wrap myself around a person as though I have the honor and the privilege of being able to read them, not through my ego, but through a higher aspect of energy, meaning that I'm here to help elevate and illuminate the essence of who they are and what they're here to do, and also what they're here to work on. So I guess I'm, you know, you kind of look at words like guide, spiritual guides, a psychic, reader. I'm an author. I'm an artist. There's different ways to define myself, but I guess the epitome of it would be that I helped to bring a contribution to the planet that help to enliven and inspire people.
Okay, great. You know, one of the things that I'm thinking about right now is did you know very early on in your life as a child that sort of who you are? When did you discover these different aspects of yourself, who you are? What you're about? Did it start when you were very young? Did your parents recognize it? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it did. In my case, it did start when I was very young. I was doing psychic energy work when I was 4 or 5. I was already doing innately seances and talking to ghosts and spirits. I had developed my own language, so to speak, that I had worked out on paper. I had a grandfather who was psychic, so the family was already attuned to that kind of environment. But at the same time, I grew up kind of extraordinary in that respect. I believed that I had come from another planet, and I was already talking about it at a young age. My parents were a little bit alarmed, of course. When you're under 5 years old, what do you do? They sent me to a therapist to try to figure out maybe if something, because I was also having dizzy spells and I was blacking out and just all kinds of weird things were happening. I had double vision. So at that time they were a little concerned that it might have been a brain tumor, and they did do tests on me and discovered that my brain had a certain electrical charge that they didn't quite know how to define. But that charge, later, the doctor that worked on me was the doctor who married the woman who King Kong took up to the Empire State Building, Fay Wray. He was a famous neurosurgeon, and he was actually my doctor, and He couldn't figure out what it was, but indeed, at a young age, I was one of those extraordinary kids like in The Sixth Sense that was already dealing with spirits and guides and ghosts and things like that. So it happened rather young, and I guess because I'm an old soul, I kind of knew it. But you're also a young kid and you're experiencing it, so at the same time, I was sort of petrified, and alarmed and horrified by some of the images and ghosts and things I was seeing until I could really come into grips with it. Fortunately, I had my grandfather to help me out, to define for me that I didn't need to fear what I was seeing with my third eye.
Okay. I understand that from my own experience, like you. I was very fortunate to have a parent who believed what I said when I said I saw my grandfather after he died, or that I was pushed in a hall in which there were no people around at high school one day, and I remember I actually felt a hand on me pushing me, and I whipped around. There was no place for the person to hide. There was no one there. And there were other family members who had encounters with the spirit world as well. And also I had encounters with the angel realm very early in life also. So, so that's always a question that I like to ask people. And so many of us as children have had these experiences, but weren't encouraged and didn't feel good about them because some people were told, that you're lying or that's not true and that sort of thing. So I think it's just great that you were supported. Although you did say that you had a brain scan. Is that what you said?
Well, yeah, when I was a kid, I was seeing double vision, and I was having such bizarre thoughts, and I was being psychic. Back in those days, back in the 50s, it wasn't like today where everything's just out and exposed and everyone's talking about it. Back in my youth, there were maybe fortune tellers on the side streets and things like that, little gypsy things, there wasn't this renowned and exposed sense of vocabulary that now is being established with the psychic realm. So they didn't really know where to put me, except that it was just odd. I was an odd kid. And because of my I was having dizzy spells and things like that and blackout spells, they did think it might have been something to do with my brain. They saw, and what they did was they did MRIs and saw electrical energy. I do believe that many of us who are psychic have an extraordinary amount of electrical commotion going on in our brains. We all do, but I think in my case it was kind of extraordinary.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing a little bit of your history there. I know we have to move along, so I want to have you introduce Kristen. I know that she began with you as a client and then became your partner. So could you please introduce Kristen? And then, Kristen, we'd like to hear from you, please.
Yeah, Kristen was actually at first a client that came. We actually met on the radio, and I gave her a reading on the radio. And then from there, she became kind of intrigued, and we developed some readings on the phone, and then she finally wanted to do some training with me. So she came out, and we started to do training together on the psychic element. She was ambitious and talented herself and was thirsty for knowledge, and that intrigued me as well. So that's where we started. So she started as a client and then was enthused enough to want to become like a student at that time. And then from there, we just kind of started to get more and more into the attitude of the energy fields of teaching and everything. But I'm going to let her give her experience, her take on it, okay?
Hi, Valerie, and audience.
Hi.
Well, what exactly would you like to know about my personal experience in this process with Neil?
Yeah, whatever you'd like to share, because we're trying to get a sense of, or I'm trying to get a sense, and our listeners are trying to get a sense of, as a client, how you benefited from being a client of Neil's, and also if you could talk a little bit about, how you went from being a client to what you're doing now.
Well, as Neil said, I met him on a radio show, and that was a time in my life where I was seeking greater spiritual knowledge and wanting to develop that side of myself. And, you know, I have had various experiences throughout my life. I mean, I was raised in a religious background, so that primed me for having this interest in spirituality. And as I continued on the journey of working with Neil as a client, it motivated me to seek more depth again to my spiritual journey. And when we began training, I guess Neil saw something in me that was that he wanted to develop further. So we began working together in a closer capacity. So we're developing a numerology book. We, of course, have the radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm in a process of learning about spirituality, about psychic energy, and developing those aspects within myself. So it's been quite incredible, actually.
Oh, that's great. And what's the experience been like for you? Are you the producer of the Blog Talk Radio show for Neil? And also let us know how we can access it, how the listeners can access the show.
But the show is the Neil Baker Psychic Hour, and I am, I guess you could call me the producer. I'm also the co-host of the show, so I'm on the air with him as well. And I do run the technical aspects of the show. And we're on twice a week, and we actually vary our times depending on our schedule. But normally it's Monday and Wednesdays.
Okay, great, great. Well, thank you for spending some time introducing yourself so that we know who you are and how you got started with working with Neil. And I think now what I'm going to do in the interest of time, because it's heading toward 4:30, is I would like to, Neil, if you'd like to get started, I would like for you to begin our live session together. And I would like me to be the caller, the client. And I know that you asked for some information from me a little earlier in the week. So what do we do? How do we get started here?
Well, you're right, Valerie. I did ask about your birth date. Some of my basic tools, just when you open up the toolbox, some of the basic tools, one of them is the birth date in numerology. I go well beyond the general definition of numerology, go into much deeper zones about it. And I did obtain your birth date, and I suspect, is it okay to mention your birth date on the air?
Sure, no problem.
No problem. Okay, so it's March 28, 1956. Now, Valerie, your master number in life is 7, number 7. Your karmic number in life is 34. And, you know, I'm a 34-7, too. We're the same number, you and I, actually. The seventh energy of life is the spiritual energy. So basically, people who are sevens have a strong spiritual drive on the planet. The epitome of a seven in numerology, you equate it to the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, is that we're to do service on the planet for people. So, and in essence of spiritual nature, but it also could be humanitarian. It could be many different areas, medical. It doesn't really matter. You can look at any profession, but we're here as teachers and we're here as innovators and we're here as guides and things like that. So the seventh energy is really the humanitarian energy. We're here basically because it's theoretically our last time on the planet. We're supposed to have completed all of our work. But oftentimes, of course, we always come back with karma. Now, in your case, Valerie, your karma would have been at 34 years old. There would have been a shift in your life, which would have put you in the year 1990. Somewhere in that year zone, 9 to 12 months within that year zone, there should have been a shift in your energy, a change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could have been geographical. It could have been just inside of your thinking, your process. There could have been something more dramatic going on in terms of the separation or a relationship. Does anything resonate to you in that year zone?
Yes, I entered into a relationship.
Yeah, see,
in 1990, 1991, something like that.
Yeah, because that relationship was kind of on the cusp of your karma, meaning your work and past life zones that you're coming back to work through, next to your transcendent zones, which is what your higher self is striving towards. And indeed, one of your basic themes about coming back to the planet, why you had to come back, was to resolve yourself and there clear yourself and transcend in life with the theme of relationships. Now, that gets into the second number of your birth date, which is a 2, being that you're born March 28th. So March 28th, meaning that the 2 is now a sexual energy. It has to do with relationships. And the people who are out there listening to the show, and I hope everybody's listening with good ears and good intent, that number 2, if you have a number 2 in the second energy of your birth date, that has to do with sexuality, relationships. There can be some self-defining energies in there about self-creation. But, and it's next, in your case, Valerie, it's next to an 8, which is a number of management, a profile to where you're trying to be a manager and you're trying to retain on this planet again a sense of control, a sense of management, rulership, without it being confused with the ego, an ego-bound energy where you would have been more like a despot or a ruler that would have been sort of on the dark side. Here you're trying to redeem yourself. So here we have this process that you're doing it through the 7 chakra. Your relationship energy would be intense. The 3 and 2 become a 5, which means that you have to do it through communication. You're a person that has to be involved in communication, the creativity of communication, which also involves not only speaking, but writing as well. And that energy does coincide with the 5 that's in your year, and then the 6th, which is beside your year, which is the 3rd eye. So you're a human being that communicates through the essence and the esoteric energies of the 3rd eye, meaning it's going to be more spiritual, more astral energy. There is some groundwork that you have to do, so that's important. Your 3-2-8 becomes a 13 or 4, which is the heart balance chakra. So you're a person that breathes and thinks with their heart. You have a lot of heart and compassion in your energy, even though that 3 at the beginning of your life does signify fire. So in relationships, you're going to have fire. There's going to be controversy in your relationships, and that's what challenges your spirituality, Valerie. The intensity of what happens in a relationship sometimes, and in many cases, it falls apart to your disadvantage. It can be fall apart, become an emotional kind of episode for you, but this is here to test your spirituality and your intensity of your tenacity to keep on a higher line of energy. So that's basically where your zones. You're 59 years old. You're 57 years old. So you're basically 23 years past your karmic number of 34, which is significant, because 23 is your first 2 numbers going backwards, and that's a 5 again, which means that you're entering an element now of expressing energy through the vocal cords and through the writing cords. So you're here to reenact your energy and graduate with both expression in writing and speaking as you approach the spiritual essence of your life.
Wow, you said quite a lot. You really said a mouthful, and in the interest of time, it looks like there were 2 people who were wanting to speak with you. It looks like there's 1 person. I'd like to go to that call soon. But the things that stick out in my mind, the greatest right now about what you said, is definitely I feel like I had some karma to work out in this life, because I do have past life memories, and you sort of hit the nail on the head with some of my past life history, which was being a person who was not very compassionate. I remember being a male who was really, really, really into ego, really all about myself, very wealthy, didn't really care about other people, was very selfish, and then there were some other negative things. And so, I come back into this life as it's sort of like in our world, being a female, being a woman of color. So, you know, it's like, and not being born into a family of wealth this time around. So definitely there's been a lot of challenge and a lot of stretching for me in relationships. And you also were very accurate about, you know, my gifts. As a little child, I was called Little Parrot because I had this great ability to communicate with people. And I've always had that great ability and interest in the arts and so forth. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a second song and see who called in and would like to speak with you. And then when we come back, I will give you your angel-guided star creation consultation, and people get a sense of what that is like. All right, so the song we're going to listen to now is a song by guitarist Joe Pass, and the song is Stella by Starlight. Thank you.
That was Joe Pass playing Stella by Starlight. For some unexplainable reason, there's some echoing happening that's dropping in and out, and I really haven't figured out what the problem was or is, so thanks for your patience with it. Okay, now let's listen to Kimberly, who is calling to get some help regarding her career and what Neil has to offer her.
I am moving to Georgia, and I'm looking at Marietta City Schools, Marietta, Georgia, and I was just wondering if am I going in the right direction.
Well, is it okay, Kimberly, to have your birth date real quick?
Oh, yes, 11/5/1970.
Okay, so your master number is 24/6. And Kimberly, so that means in 1994, did you have a change in 1994?
Yes, I graduated from college.
Well, good, because that's important. So you graduated from college in 1994, which was when your karma was exchanged for transcendence, and you're wanting to know if you would like to move to, is it Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, and you are right now, let's see, you're right now 46 years old, am I right?
No, I'm 42.
I'm sorry, 42.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, this is a change. This is a move that's going to be good for you. You're on a multiple of 6 by 7, and that's a change. So,
okay.
So you don't have to move, but a change in your energy field could be a very, very good thing for you. It can open up opportunities for business and relationships. So it can get
okay.
you out of a kind of a funk, if you will.
Yes.
And if you do that, Kimberly, yeah, there can be some very, very nice graduating things for you. I do see that in the move you could actually open up a world of career, a different energy field, and a different relationship field.
Okay. So when you say career, do you mean a different type of career?
Well, no, it could be related to what you're doing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so you can always have that. It can be related to what you're doing, but you're going to be going into a different geographical area, so that means you're going to have a different karma. You're going to have a different tribal energy in that zone. Than
okay.
What you,
oh, I found me an AFK. No!
And
okay.
A person that involves themselves in a lot of communication as well, so that communicative energy that you're in, and it does tweak a little bit with the higher energy of helping people, so I think that would be a good move for you in that location.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, great. All right, thank you for calling, Kimberly. Okay, so now what we're going to do, Neil, is I think we will move on. We will go through your angel-guided star sigil that I created for you based on your name. Now, a name star sigil is calculated according to sacred synchronicity. So what that means is someone who I create one for, the timing is right to create what I believe to be either a star that already exists, or it's a sigil is a way to create a star. We have billions of stars, you know, in our galaxy, in the universe, and this is some information that was channeled to me via the Archangel Uriel. And also my practice, or this practice, evolved from my studies at the Mystery School in Warwick, New York. And it's a mixture of art and science. And to calculate the information, the sigil, I use the Chaldean Hebrew Kabbalah numerical alphabet, and I also use a proprietary conversion wheel that is copyrighted by its creator, from whom I received approval to use to perform these calculations. All right, so Neil, did you have an opportunity to take a look at the angel-guided star sigil that I created for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Now, the first thing is the number of stars in your sigil constellation. There are five, and that five represents harmonious change, transformation catalyst, you're a transformation catalyst, very strong partnership energy, and very strong gifts energy. Five, harmonious change, whether it is in your own life or whether it is helping someone else to have harmonious change in their lives. And I can tell that that's true about you, and you are a transformation catalyst. And I just want to say also about these stars. I see these stars as, it's almost as if, you know, there are different forms of numerology. There's astrology constellations that are based on birth date and that are based on name. And this is just another form, another contribution to get some energy from, some essence information, some pure information that perhaps it's in harmony with other resources and tools that are used. And in my case, when I created mine, it gave me some information that I had not received before and helped me to understand something about myself that I could accept because the timing was right at the time. So the next thing that I took a look at in looking at your constellation or sigil is the archetypes that I see when I look at it. And there were five, which is kind of cool because these five archetypes actually fit the five stars. And that's not always true when I calculate them. So you have the five stars, and you also have five archetypes that are associated with the image. And the first archetype is the fox. And also I saw, I don't know if you're familiar with the Mad Magazine cartoon Spy versus Spy. But
oh, yeah, I am.
Okay, well, oh, great. So I picked up on spy versus spy energy and the fox. And to me, that represents the ability to travel between this world and other realms, the fox. Comfort with navigating the light and the dark, duality. And it's interesting because in spy versus spy, as you know, it's like two spies get pitted against one another. One is light and one is dark. Also inherent in the fox is having the power of invisibility and camouflage so that you can operate under the radar in a clandestine or private manner for protective reasons for yourself, for your loved ones, for clients, for projects, much like Merlin did, who disguised himself to move about freely to accomplish plans and goals. Now, this could be something that you're aware of, information saying that you have this capacity or need to use this capacity for whatever reasons, whether it's, you know, for yourself, for your projects, but the fox is sort of the master of camouflage. The second archetype is the raven, magic. You're a master of manifesting from the void, the quantum field of pure potential. In harmony and rhythm with sacred synchronicity and divine timing, you're able to shift, and here's that word again, transform relationships on a deep level that are grounded and that endure. So often I see that when I see archetypes, they sort of fit together and complement one another, which make them even stronger. The third archetype is the dragon, the seahorse. And again, the dragon, a master of magic energy, a master of psychic abilities, a powerful leader and guide, master of all the elements of fire and air and earth and water. And the seahorse is a very strong protector, like a chivalrous knight to those who are in distress, and also for the freshly newborn, whether they, and when I say freshly newborn, I'm talking about ideas and projects. And the seahorse is also the nurturer who may need to be nurtured or need to accept being nurtured because you're doing so much for other people. Are you receiving the nurturing that you're giving out? Is there some reciprocity happening in your life? The fourth archetype is armadillo, which is the medicine or the energy of boundaries. And this is a powerful protection to establish with very clear and powerful intent and by using practical methods and safeguards what you wish to experience in life. And again, this could be something that you're using now or something that is just being revealed to you that would be coming into your life or that you need to place a focus on. And the fifth archetype I'm going to call the clairvoyant, which is associated with Archangel Raziel. So those are the archetypes. Now, also I picked up on some oracle energy essence. And the oracle is called Kano, which is opening, fire, torch. And the benefits of this is a healthy and clear relationships with, here we go again, with the light and the dark realms. The ability to be useful to others, to open the door of understanding for others who need you to be the torch, quote unquote, of illumination so that new doors, new rooms of consciousness are open and become available. It's like a purifying fire that creates a space for the new to emerge and to grow, sort of like the fire-breathing dragon, like the lava. And then finally, from this angel-guided star sigil, what I got is an angel number for you, which is the number 60. Now, I use a particular site that I was guided to. There's a woman who has a site called Angel Numbers, Joanne Sacred Scribe. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a link to her site so that you can read that information under the angel number 60. And that is what I have for you today, what I can interpret from the sigil, from the star.
Well, are you wanting me to respond to what you've said? Is that?
If you'd like to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I found it very interesting, Valerie. I really do relate to the animals. I have animal guide spirits, and the fox and the raven are absolutely two of them, as much as I also deal with the wolf and things like that. But I really connect to the animal energies that you expressed. Also, I have an affinity with Merlin, and I have since I was a child. So Merlin is a huge archetype in my life, and I've got statues of Merlin. I allude to him a lot in terms of the magical portions. I've got books on him and magical things about him. So I really connect to that as well. Two, you know, in the number 60, as also impressed with the number 6, there's a strong psychic energy in that in terms of the significance of the sixth chakra and the third eye. So I really respond to the things you have said, and I really appreciate and can identify with your comments.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Welcome. Okay, well, I'm very happy that that was useful for you. I certainly enjoyed creating it, and I certainly enjoyed interpreting it as well. So I just want to give people our information again with how they can contact us. I can be contacted at oliver.valerie@gmail.com. I can also be contacted through my blog, which is The Healing Artist Studio, through Facebook. And so how best for people to contact you, Neil?
My best way is through, you can also see our show. Kristen and I are on Neil Baker Psychic Hour. And we're basically, what's our days on that, Kristen?
Well, again, our days are Monday and Wednesday, and we are on usually in the mornings. Also, Neil's best way to be contacted is by phone. Of course, we have all the wonderful social media sites, which everyone is welcome to connect with us on. But talking to Neil directly is really the best way to reach him. And that phone number is 562-596-7818.
Thank you for having me on, Valerie. I thoroughly enjoyed the show. I love your show and love sharing some moments here and receiving that great reading. So I had a good time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Valerie, for having us on the show. It's been great.
You're welcome, Kristen. And what I'm going to do now is we're going to play a third song to end the show. And, again, come back in May and visit the Healing Artist Studio on Facebook. Tune in next month. We're going to listen to Somewhere Beyond, which is on the Brazilian Love Affair album. And this is Mark Mack's house mix, actually Mark Mack's Dolls house mix. Okay, everyone, take care.